RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Let's bring in Trista Crick. TK, not in her studios in Portland, in some other beautiful state.
The Creator Cup. You about to play in the Creator's Cup? What's up?
I'm in Miami.
Oh, you
I'll be
left.
On Dan Le Batard in that Dan Le Batard show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Just came from Las Vegas where we did a little threading for the NBA creator. No, the NBA Cup, not the Creator Cup. I didn't thread for that. I was not even in town.
You
for that,
are the queen of threads.
I love threads. Threads loves me.
What
I
is it?
Threads.
What is it about threads that you love? We're talking about it's the like, app, by the way, for those who haven't caught on this and haven't opened that app in, I don't know, 2 years.
Guys would crush on threads.
I don't have that much to say. I don't think I would crush on any social media.
What's the difference between threads and Twitter?
No crazy toxicity and no porn bots.
It's a good thing.
Well, all right.
That's a good thing.
Remember when we had so many porn bots on our station?
I do remember that. Yeah. I remember being on and having to block them and mute them when it would be live in studio. That doesn't happen anymore. You guys got rid of those?
Well, there's little mechanisms that you can check within YouTube that helps you eliminate that.
Get rid of the bots.
Yeah. So is it your engagement is really high on threads? Is it just like, I know your follower count is ridiculous.
My engagement is insane on threads. Mm. I think it's for this last 30 days. 49 million views.
Ooh. How that is insane.
Ooh. How much it really is.
How much of your day, just an average day, is spent creating content for one of your platforms? Because you have a lot.
It's unknowable.
Unknowable. That's the word. Yep.
It's I mean, it's like it feels like my entire day. Mm. Feels the entire day is making content for it. I don't know if you guys also saw, but your girl popped up. And it is what it is. Last night, this morning,
I didn't see that.
So I was on with Mace and Zach and Arabia. So go find that on YouTube. Amazing! I saw a bunch of people from It Is What It Is when I was in Vegas for the NBA Cup, and there was a lot of hey, what's up? I was like, I don't know what's up, but listen, I'm staying ready. And so, as fortune would have it, we're back in there like swimwear, hopefully.
Okay.
The camera's too busy blowing up other people's podcasts, like in a bad, Did you see that clip when he went he went on these people's YouTube show and just destroyed this guy that he knew from Harlem?
No.
It was hilarious. It was one of those things where it was like a 9-minute clip, and I was like, I don't know if I'm watching all 9 minutes. I'll just get the gist of it. No, I watched all 9 minutes. It was hilarious.
You consume a lot of content. Kenny's always up on what's trending.
Yeah, I guess.
You're up on what's trending. Am I cutting out? Do I need to get my Wi-Fi popping? Am I in bad shape right now?
It's a little hiccupy. It's not awful. Shape? It's no. It's not bad. Bad. It's a little hiccupy.
Should I get the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, you could get the Wi-Fi
and come right
you,
back in.
You could get the Wi-Fi.
Let's
yeah,
try.
TK,
pop back in.
TK gonna get the Wi-Fi. She's gonna pop out and then she's gonna pop back in because she's gonna get the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Trista, like I can't open a app without seeing TK doing something. And I was thinking like 2 or 3 nights ago, how much time does she spend between Let Her Shoot and the Daily W? And
I remember just on like a social media type thing. I think I've told this story before. Me, Jazz, and two friends of ours, we were like, we could do what the Shade Room does. And we get followers and we get paid for it and stuff like that. So anytime it was like between the four of us, we were like, anytime we see any news, we're going to put it on our Instagram page. And we were going to kind of do like a Shade Room combined with like lifestyle or whatever. And after about 2 weeks, we were like, bro, we are not doing this. You have to post so much.
Mm-hmm.
You have to post, I think between the four of us, we were like, hey, if we post 3 times a day, that, you know, might start to get us traction. Yeah, we were like, this is too much. Like, this is way too much. Like, can't do it. Won't do it. And
that's what Trista does with the Daily W.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a lot. That's work. Mm-hmm. That's where I would tell people all the time. I'd have this discussion when thinking of like Kim Kardashian to a little bit, and how they, when they started off, they were social media and they were posting stuff and they were always doing stuff. And people will look at it like, oh, you're just posting on social media. That's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Like, content, to do content. Mm-hmm. I know he's not your favorite guy, but there's a level of like saluting I got to give to a guy like DJ Academics. Like, he is there all the time, every day, for hours. Mm-hmm. Hours posting content, what he's doing. There's no way I could do that. That's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. I don't care nothing about that dude. But I do care about Trista, who's back with us on Wi-Fi.
I think the Wi-Fi is better now, right? It's better.
Oh, you look great.
Crisp, yep. The connection. Crisp.
4K live from Miami. It's terrific. Absolutely
the
terrific.
The view is impeccable. I'm looking here at like some sort of Biscayne sort of bay, some yachts or something.
And for those who might not know what a Biscayne is, could you tell that?
I think it's a bay. I think it's like some sort of bay. I don't know.
I was about to say, man. Is that the Heat Arena?
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I've never been to
right
Miami.
Right across
before.
From the Kaseya Center. Just a nice day here. We've got a Pacific Northwest water event happening. I don't know if you guys are getting that, but apparently in Portland,
bro, the sun,
unprecedented rain.
That's the sun.
The sun came out. The sun came out.
Oh, my gosh.
The sun came out for the first time in like 12 days today.
Oh, my gosh. It's the sun.
It's kind of crazy.
I feel like it's double been, rainbow guy. Remember that guy? Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Hey, Asia Wilson's not pregnant, is she?
What did you say?
Asia Wilson isn't pregnant, is she?
Trista would know.
Trista would know.
No, she wouldn't know. She's blocked from everything.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I forgot Asia blocked you. They're
the Miami Heat contingent tomorrow. They might know through Bam. Mm.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Like, there was, I think people are taking multiple different tweets and reports in like making them fake by adding
the ultrasound
to it. And
yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, like TMZ has some very carefully worded posts up that don't acknowledge that, but acknowledge the rumor by saying Asia Wilson is excited to start a family with Bam Adebayo, which I think is a line from her Time magazine.
That she
article.
Recently said in Time magazine.
Yeah, it's from her Time magazine piece. Okay, now that we've got that cleared up, that's right. You are in Miami. You can just go ask your boy Bam. He's probably staying in the same complex you're at.
Probably here right now.
Is Miami kind of sneaky in on this Giannis thing?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. I have decided today that the trade's not happening.
Mm.
I've decided Milwaukee will not let him go. That it's like, if I can't have you, no one else.
Mm.
Vibes. It feels like they're going to end up not getting anything. Next summer, when he doesn't sign the extension, that they're going to scramble to figure out how to extract some level of value. But they are, the recent reporting that made me think this was that the Milwaukee Bucks believe they can entice Giannis with another star at the trade deadline. To that I say, what with what assets?
Zach LaVine, with, baby.
With what players? What picks? What assets? I mean, I guess the 2026 first round pick if you're Sacramento is pretty good. But
I'm sorry, what?
Didn't you just say Zach LaVine?
Yeah.
So I said the first round pick for 2026 will be pretty good because Sacramento's so bad. If that's the asset
they ain't getting
on top
that.
Of Zach LaVine, that's what it would no, take.
No,
to they
no,
that.
They, no, no, you got it.
I mean,
stop.
And more.
Stop. Stop.
Happening, it. Obviously, we know that.
They ain't getting no picks. Dream. Not from us. They better take Zach LaVine.
Nobody's like getting picks from us.
Nobody is getting picks.
Nobody.
I think you guys should just stop trading with anyone. Because it's one of those things where it's like, if you can't spot the patsy, it's probably you. And that's like where I feel. I'm back in on the De'Aaron train. I'm back in. I watched him literally front row of the NBA Cup. When he is locked in, it's like I fell in love again for the second time. Remember how I would just effusively praise De'Aaron and just like, man, he's one of my favorite players to watch in all of the land because he can do X, Y, or Z. And then I was spurned. I felt spurned. Then I was, whatever, downplaying all of his skills. The injury probably didn't help because he wasn't playing and I wasn't watching him. But seeing him in that NBA Cup environment versus the Thunder, it's just, I mean, you guys know, you saw him up close so many times. Just so remarkably fast and smooth with the ball when he's doing his thing. It's like he's got the afterburners on when he's getting into the lane in the transition situation. So I'm back in on De'Aaron.
Okay.
Just look back at that trade and I'm like, that's, you got Zach LaVine for De'Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
But also, I had some more information come to light while I was at the Cup from someone close to the situation. I've changed my opinion about the whole thing. So, back on Team De'Aaron, I've always been anti-Kings front office, but more things have come to light. Make me feel like he was screwed over.
Anything you can talk about?
I think it really was the fact that my logic would tell me, because I always, if I don't have inside information, I use logic. It's like largely people's decision making, you can kind of map out if this happens and this happens, then most likely this is the case, right? Mm-hmm. And so in my mind, it was like, star player, franchise player, head coach fired. Clearly, this person would be involved in it. Clearly, this person would have a hand in it and know about it and probably be the one leading the charge in it. And then there was like a lot of murky reporting about what was known and what was not known. And now, definitively, I believe he was not and really had no communication about it with the organization. Pretty much at all. And so to that, I say, like, really, will, if you allow that to be out there, and people think that he's getting coach fired, and that's not the case, and then, like, his all-star votes are going down, and I'm sullying his name, but a lot of other people are sullying his name, and you don't clean it up at all as an organization. That is so trash for me to do, because it actually affects how people perceive. So that's, I'm back on Team De'Aaron. I'm back on Team De'Aaron.
Okay. I think I followed along with that. Your feeling was he wasn't behind the firing of Mike Brown.
Yeah, he knew nothing about it.
Yeah, no, that's 100% accurate. Like, yeah. That is 100% accurate.
And the organization wouldn't call him to, like, even debrief on it.
That's correct as well.
Oh.
I could have walked you through all of this a year ago. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Debrief in what way?
Like, for example, if one of you two were fired from the show, right? And then there was, like, a new co-host. It would be like, wonder what that's about. And, like, normally, like, a corporation like Odyssey or whatever will tell you, like, hey, we decided to go in another direction. This is who we're bringing in. Here's why. Here's what we were thinking. We still value you. Like, how can we support you? But, like, if they didn't tell you anything, it was just literally crickets. And you're like, well, like, I don't know. Damien or Casey are gone. I've, like, still not heard from them. They're just acting like I shouldn't be informed or discuss this in terms of, like, what's the plan of attack? Why did this happen? Why didn't you talk to me? None of it. That's, like, maybe one of the most disrespectful things in professional sports and any work organization where there's, like, a direct working relationship between two people. Say, like, a star player or a star host of a show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's crazy.
It doesn't change, like, the firing of Mike Brown and how it felt or how De'Aaron felt about it and all this other stuff. But to that point, I've heard the exact opposite. I heard they did try, and De'Aaron said, I don't want to talk to you guys. And I've heard that a couple of times. I don't know who's right or wrong. I'm just saying I've heard that two different occasions.
Matt okay, George, so Matt I George, don't have to protect anybody. I heard it from one person they didn't. It was De'Aaron.
Matt George.
Remember, they fired him on the way to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
They got on the plane and were like, yeah, you know, basically said Mike's fired.
No, what I'm talking about is not when it happened. I'm talking about later, maybe a week later, sit down and talk and be like, hey, this is what's going on. What do you think? And I heard De'Aaron didn't want any part of it. And
that's too goddamn late. I wouldn't either.
I heard the opposite.
You got show if you it, like, to use her example. You got shows to do without me, and you've got to answer all these questions to the chatty house. And you try to talk to me a week later. Get the F out of my face.
Oh no, not you, Trista.
No, Trista, not you. Oh, TK, not you. Maybe TK on her way to Alabama. Maybe she's going with Brother Malcolm.
Alabama.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, I mean, maybe it's not changing anything. It's clearly not changing anything, you know, that you decided to move on from him.
Didn't mean to upset you, TK. Like,
the StreamYard was so furious at the conversation.
You really are back on Team Fox. Like, he was like, I'm out of here.
Slander in this place. No, I heard the exact opposite, that it was like, hey, it's been 3 weeks. Have you heard from them? And it's like, from them.
I mean,
they're not calling me.
Somebody lying. That's what I do know.
Somebody's lying.
Well, everybody's got a narrative to shape. Mm. Right? Whether it's De'Aaron, whether it's the Sacramento Kings, it's whoever, everybody's got a narrative to shape. Are you excited for, I'm kind of bummed that you're not still there, but are you excited for the final tonight?
Oh man, I am loving what I am seeing from the Spurs. The Knicks look good offensively. I mean, it looks a little, I don't know, to you, let me actually spin it back on you. Like, is there any vestiges of being team in this Knicks team to you, in terms of like what Mike Brown wants to do?
Is there anything what?
Is there any vestiges of the Beam team in terms of what Mike Brown wants to do with this Knicks team?
He keeps saying that. I don't see it other than he lets Jamal kind of go. Like, what's the, he used the read and react.
Mm-hmm.
He used that line a lot here in Sacramento, and I heard him say it in a media scrum. I think he was in Las Vegas when he said it. Maybe it's that. I don't see it looking similar, other than, you know, maybe Jalen to make the comp is in the De'Aaron Fox role, and they don't have a Domas that they have to work the brawl through, so he can react to everything, and it's not like a lot of stop, set, horns up, everybody go here, do that. Like, they're kind of a, I don't know, is free-flowing fair to say? Free-flowing offense?
Definitely free-flowing. I would say at times that's what you saw in, like, the best part. But, yes, you're right. There was a lot of, like, get the ball to Domas, let him sort of, like, figure out and scan where he wanted to go and kind of be the offense. And that felt a lot more clunky than this. And they don't really have anyone. I don't think Kat's going to do that. I don't think Kat would. Maybe that's what they tried to do with Kat when he was like, I don't like what's going on. What they're trying to have me do in my role, because I'm nobody's Domantas Sabonis. No, but I like what the Knicks are doing offensively. I like that it's not just Jalen Brunson pounding the ball a bajillion times with a crazy usage rate. I like that everybody's getting involved. I a little, I know that we're like 11th in defense. I'm a little suspicious of this defense, like in general. I'm just going to need to see it, believe it, in terms of what this team. Jalen Suggs was going crazy. Jalen Suggs is not a guy who's putting crazy pressure on the rim. So, I have to see that. I'm fascinated about this matchup. I'm really interested to see Stephon Castle try and contain Jalen Brunson. I want to know, is it Mitchell Robinson trying to contain Wemby? That feels like barbecue chicken to me because he's going to be out on the perimeter doing everything. They're going to just try to trap him. There's a lot to this matchup that I have questions about that I'm like, I don't really care how it plays out. I'm just very interested to see how these two teams game plan against one another.
I can't wait for this game. I think this is going to be great. I loved what I saw from both games on Saturday. It felt different. It felt important. I think those players understood the assignment and they delivered. And I think we're going to see more of that tonight. I think we're going to see like the thing that I hope for is a close game. You know, it's almost like the All-Star game or something like that. Like if it's close, these guys will play for real and they'll get after it. So I'm hoping for a close game. I don't know what you do. There's nothing you can do with Wemby when he's healthy, he's playing, and he's you know, not on a minutes restriction. Like it felt like that maybe they had a minutes restriction, and in that fourth quarter, it was like, nah, we got to go win this. Like just go play the whole fourth quarter, whatever you need to, because he's too much, man. He hitting the jump shot, he hitting the fallaways, he's finishing around the rim. The only concern is, does he hate Cat like he hates Chet? Because that seems to motivate him every time he sees Chet. He just tries to destroy Chet Holmgren for whatever reason.
Love the thing that stuck out when I was watching him, and it wasn't just like your eye sees whatever the camera tells you to see, was two things with Wemby that because I've only seen him live during Summer League. Is my first time ever as an NBA pro. And number one that I thought was really fascinating is that he's a very vocal, demonstrative, defensive middle linebacker kind of a guy. He's moving guys around, physically pushing them to different spots, telling them basically, you know, what these coverages look like, where they need to be. And that's constant on the defense. And then you're seeing how that, not just that, but him on the floor translates from a defensive standpoint. You're just into not just the paint, but anything anywhere near the paint, you're just not going. You just won't go. Mm-hmm. And then you've got these hyper-aggressive guards in Stephon Castle and Dylan Harper, and to a degree, De'Aaron. And even like it flows down further than that, that say, well, we trust in Wemby if we get cooked. He's right there. His arms are a bajillion inches long. And he'll clean it up quick. So they get so physically into your airspace on the perimeter that I don't know if you saw that one where first one was a 24-second shot clock violation that they forced. And then they forced like a block. But they were in the grills of the Thunder and sort of making life super frustrating. So that stuck out. I didn't know how much Wemby was doing that. In terms of like orchestrating the defense and making sure guys are in the right. And number two, and maybe this is just a cup thing. Like I said, I've only seen him play in one NBA game live. But every little win, he celebrated like it was the biggest win. Every missed shot that he deflected, every time he got into the airspace, every free throw that they missed, the 24-second clock violation, the him making free throws, that he was celebrating, physically making facial expressions and pumping his fist and like getting super after it. I'm like, wow, he is jacked the F up right now. It is wild. He's screaming, he's yelling, he's like slapping high five. The teammates is like, you literally just forced a shot clock violation. And that's one moment in time, right? So I thought both of those things were extremely telling in terms of how much, not just like a physical force he is, but how much of a leader he is on the court.
You got San Antonio as contenders this year?
Nobody has anything to say about that.
What's that?
I didn't know if my Wi-Fi went out or if the take was... I didn't know if my Wi-Fi went out, if the take was so bad that you had nothing to say back.
No, I think so your Wi-Fi went out.
Flabbergasted with my brilliance.
No, your Wi-Fi went out because I asked you, do you think the Spurs are contenders this season?
What is a contender?
Can they win the NBA championship?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
I think they are, man. I think they are. I think they're legit. I didn't think that before Saturday.
I mean, when you beat OKC, second loss this year, it's like,
And just seeing them all together, like, oh, I get it now. Like, I get what this could be with all those guys. Because that was the first time they've all played together this year, right? So, just seeing it, it's like, oh, I get it. And the way they were able to compete with the OKC, the way they were able to match up with the OKC. Like, I see it, man. I think there's four legit contenders in the West, and they're one of them. It's OKC, Denver, Houston, and now the Spurs.
I also think you know how much we love Devin Vassell on this show. Mm-hmm. Devin Vassell, he's not just changed, I think, as a player, because I don't know if it's almost what we saw with Chris Middleton, where when Chris Middleton developed next to Giannis, we kind of saw Chris Middleton as a specific type of player and didn't get to see all the things that he could do. Mm. And then Giannis went down and we're like, oh, Chris Middleton's got a crazy bag. That's kind of how I feel about Devin Vassell in reverse, is that we saw Devin Vassell early on in his career when he played awesome as a three-level scorer. Mm-hmm. He's a guy who has insane handles and great footwork and amazing fundamentals. Now he's like a 3-and-D guy. It's like what Devin Vassell is sort of doing. We don't need him to do any of that other stuff. I mean, he can. But I think that sort of takes the exertion off of him. And then secondarily, that was just like a side road. I'm really curious, is Shea neutralized to a degree against this type of team, against this specific team? Because he looked, once Wemby came into the picture, he just couldn't find it.
That dude changes everything. Wemby just, he changes everything all the time.
You're with Dan Levitard the next 2 days?
Yes, DLS show on YouTube.
Okay.
I like your sweater, Damian. It looks very dashing. Are you still mad at me? Are we good? You're still mad at me?
Debating.
I know. I can feel it. The energy's definitely,
There could still be some residual anger.
No, I'm feeling it. We're just getting back into the flow with it. It'll take time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will.
I was wounded, and it's
no.
Yeah. Just, you can't just come on the show, flash your smile, and think everything's going to be okay. Like, it's going to take time.
Yeah, I know. It'll take a few shows. Chatty House, tell him how much we love him. Tell him how good looking he is and how dashing his clothing choices are and how much we like his jewelry and all of it. Let him know.
Okay. Well, we'll be tapped into the Dan Levitard show for sure over the course of the next couple of days. I haven't got to see you do that show yet. I've saw you do...
My first time doing it.
Okay, that checks out. I've seen you do stuff with his company and then the NBC stuff, but I've never seen you do this one before. So that
you going to be with Coffee Boy?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man. Cool. When you walk in, tell him to get you a latte with almond milk. Send that bitch to Sacramento and keep it moving.
You know, really quickly before I let you go, it's so funny because I went to this brunch with a bunch of different type of media people. Like, you've got, like, I would put him in the same category. You're probably not going to say this is the same category, but I'll put anyone who was on The Jump together in the same category, right?
Okay.
As type of media. And then you had, like, new media that was, like, you know, Lethal Shooter and like Everybody Hates Chris and all these people who are in the Creator Cup. They're like, kind of streamers, not streamers.
Shout out my boy Drifty J.
Yeah, they're like in the media space ish. And then like me, and like I fit nowhere. And it's a very uncomfortable thing. Oh, Sean Little was there, who I don't know if you guys know. He was like the only person sort of like half and half. But anyway, he was there, and people were the agents of the world. There was a WNBA agent who I will not name, who I wanted to talk to. It's like I'm a big fan of hers. She's got some big clients, and she wanted nothing to do with talking to me. Like, thank you for introducing yourself. Yeah, like talk to you another time. Good, have a good time. You know, like when they glaze over when you're
Hey,
talking, you're like, I have nothing I can do to get you interested in talking to me.
how big are the clients?
Pretty big. They're pretty big. There's some big ones. There's a top, I would say she reps a top three branded W player.
Okay. All right, it's not who I'm thinking of
Are
'cause
there
she reps
rumors of
everyone.
pregnancy?
No,
Celebrity.
I think actually she would be nicer to me than
She
this
would
woman.
be. Yeah,
Yeah.
she definitely would be.
No, that I would not
But
have
if
come in
you
with a
pissed her
poor
off, she
connection.
wouldn't be. So,
No, she
but the
wouldn't.
difference
No,
with her
this.
is she would tell you why she doesn't like you, like directly to your face.
I would really appreciate that because this person was like, "Oh yeah, I think your people reached out to try to get one of my clients on your show,"
They don't
and I
sound
was
like
like, "Really? I was just wanting to say hi because I think you're dope and like I love what you're doing in the space and you represent somebody that's a friend of mine and a good one. Enjoy
Hey, they're watching.
watching."
They're watching.
But anyway, she was kind of slobbering over Coffee Boy, and so I was wondering
Oh, that
what the
was the end
deal
of the
was.
story? Oh,
Yeah.
God. I thought the story was the beef with her feelings on you. I didn't.
It was, but it was like that was the end. But she played me to the left and then literally came by while I was talking to him and was like, "You and Pablo are just so good together. Oh my God, you and Pablo need to do more together. Da, 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 da. He just loved Meadowlark." And I'm like, this bitch doesn't even know I'm about to be on this network. It makes me mad.
That's all right. That's just, yeah. Well, anyways, enjoy your show with Coffee Boy. We'll just leave it.
Thank you guys. I love you.
It's
Talk
all
to you
right.
soon.
It's
I'll be
all
back.
white chocolate mocha. It's my order.
Make it a double. He does a fine job when he's on Pablo's
He does.
podcast.
If he. I always say I never had a problem with the guy until he couldn't take it. He took it way too far. Like he got really upset because I asked him if he could make a left-hand layup.
He got really upset because we asked him to be on the show.
That's, yeah.
Poor Charlie reached out. I mean, Rose off that day too.
Like
I text him. Charlie text him. Danny text him.
No, I ain't never had no issue with dude, man. Never had no issue with, like I said, you said something and we were just like, hey, let's talk about it more. Like, what do you mean? And he started wilding out.
He saw, oh, they're in Sacramento and got nervous. Yo, man, just.
Started wilding out.
He still ain't been able to explain what he meant that day. He gonna shut the hell up when San Antonio wins three of the next four championships.
Didn't y'all get hurt
Nah, he
last
ain't gonna
night?
do that. Did Ja get hurt?
Yeah, did.
I didn't even
I don't
know.
know if he left the game,
I
but
didn't
I
even
see.
know Ja was back.
Yeah, he came back Friday, Saturday, I think. I
Really?
think it was Friday night.
I completely missed that.
Yeah, and I think he had a moment where he got hurt. I don't know if he left. I saw the highlight. I don't know if he left the game, didn't come, or nothing like that. But yeah,
I did not. I had no idea Ja was back. I completely missed that.
That would suck if he
Yeah, I hope
got
not.
hurt again and was and had to lead the game and stuff.
Let's see if we can get an update on Ja. All I got was just random notes on Ja.
Oh, that's good. He said it was an ankle. I'm watching it right now. Rolled it a little bit. But like I said, I don't know if he left the game and didn't come back or what, but yeah.
Okay. Jason Jones coming up in about 45 minutes or so. We haven't touched on the football game last night.
Jesse?
Look, I know people are like, oh, Jesse, are you okay? It's literally been 30 years, no playoff win. Like, this is just who they are now. You just hope that they cut Tua and there's a different quarterback next season. Mm. But, I mean, that's what it is.
Like, the Tua thing really is over.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, I was a Tua guy. You guys knew it. I was a Tua guy for the longest time, and now he's not good anymore, and you can't go into next year with him as your quarterback.
Mm. What year were you born, Jesse?
The last day of 96, December 31st, 96.
So you were alive. You were around 2 or maybe 1.5-ish. I saw a video last night where I always get caught up in these things because I love them. But this one particular guy, he does a good job of doing a recap of seasons. And it was the 98 season. And they were talking about the Dolphins. It was Jimmy Johnson. And he had the defense going crazy. The defense was locked down. And I think it was Marino's final playoff game. And I was like, I couldn't remember. I was like, I wonder if Jesse was around for this.
No, the first memories I have are like 2002, Ricky Williams lined it up and stuff like that. Mm. Yeah, Ricky's my favorite player ever.
So
Hogan that year was a big year, 2002.
I suggested you guys give the Giants whatever they want for that number 2 pick.
Yes. I'm literally open to all avenues. Right now, they're 6-8. You lose the next 3 games, you'd be 6-11. That could get you a top 10 pick. Probably will, just given the Saints got a couple of easy games coming up. They're playing a little bit better. And there's another team behind that can pick up a couple wins either way. You could end up with a top 10 pick, maybe work your way up there.
You might not have to trade. Like, there's a lot of teams that won't be drafting a quarterback.
Well, speaking of the draft and the quarterback, remember when this year was the Arch Manning sweepstakes?
Heading back to Texas.
Headed back to Texas. And, I mean, it was clear as that season was going along, he's not coming out.
I remember, and I came in here and talked about it after I heard him, Todd McShay, who works for the Ringer now, he was like, man, he was never coming out. He said this like 2 months ago. Mm. And when it started to come out, like, hey, maybe he'll go back. So he was never coming out.
That's what Archie Manning said.
He was all this.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not like Arch is a kid from the street who needs to feed his family.
Oh, even if he was a kid from the street, he ain't poor no more.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that $10 million in NIL got, or $6 million, whatever it was, like, he's probably fine.
Yeah. So, yeah, Arch is officially coming back to school next year. And, well, who do you think will be in the Arch sweepstakes next year? The Chiefs.
My guess is the Raiders. My guess is. Well, you thought Patrick Mahomes was going to come back, didn't you?
I said he. I think he's going to try to do week one. I read somewhere that they said there's some LCL damage too, though. So that might.
Oh, I thought they reported the exact opposite.
That there wasn't.
That he avoided damage on the rest of his knee.
Hmm.
Maybe I read that wrong, but I thought that was reported yesterday.
Yeah, I was listening. I think I was listening to Kansas City radio. And I don't know. They could have been.
Is that really what you do wrong in your free time?
Something happens.
Just peruse that Odyssey app.
Yeah, he turns ACL and LCL.
Yeah. It's not Brandon Ayuk, but that's something else you got to deal with the recovery aspect of it. I don't think I feel less encouraged that he'll be ready week one, though.
Okay.
But he'll play next year.
Interesting. Okay. I don't like the idea of him playing week one. That's not a good look. Don't do that. You don't need to do that. Just rehab.
Maybe it feels good. I mean, what's that about 10 months away on a 9 to 12 month type injury?
Yeah. I mean, week one's what, September?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ish. 9 to 10. Yeah. I guess if John Cena can come back from the torn triceps, anybody can happen.
He wouldn't be getting any preseason games in, and I don't like that.
That doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well, no,
Patrick Mahomes going to tap out the last game of his career, so who cares?
It matters, whereas I don't want Patrick Mahomes playing live snaps for the first time in a regular season game.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would rather him play a series or two in the preseason before just jumping into the regular season. That's just a different speed. But
I see. Okay. As long as he's healthy, just get back and be healthy.
Yeah.
But who else is in the sweepstakes?
I mean, Raiders are probably, but the Raiders. Well, I would. I was gonna say the Raiders shouldn't be in the sweepstakes because they're probably gonna take their quarterback this year. I'm not crazy about Mendoza.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I don't feel like I have to take him. And even though I like Dante Moore, I'm not sure I have to take him either. If I was the Raiders, I don't know. Maybe I'd
wait it out another year.
Oh, you got to take a quarterback. You don't know you're going to be up here.
You wait it out another year.
Mendoza's good too, though. I think.
Like
he's
got good.
Strong, but like
I think he's good.
You've got Brock. Pass on him, though. You've got Ashton Jeanty. You know there's more work to do. You need to get that offensive line.
I'm about to say, what if you took the number one offensive lineman in the game?
It's you could. I mean, you could. You could.
Let me see real quick. Let me look at
a
mock draft and see where the first offensive line
is. Geno your quarterback next season?
No.
Tua.
Oh, good. Well, hey. Wait, that's fine. Like
you can cut him after the year and be off of his money.
The first offensive alignment is going sixth to the Cardinals. So that maybe that tells me there's not a guy they need to be taking one.
So I was going to say if the overall number one guy on a big board was a left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy.
Then you
take.
Do it, yeah. But they don't have that. CBS Sports has them taking Dante Moore with the number two pick.
I mean, any team that needs a quarterback, they're going to have them slotted at taking a quarterback because it really is kind of unimaginable to just go, no, we'll wait till next year.
Mm-hmm.
With that team, again, I don't also think you can take – it's tough taking players years for granted. The likes of Brock Bowers, the likes of Ashton Jeanty. I mean, probably worn Max Crosby into the ground, and you should try to trade him this offseason. But
is that
maybe get more picks out of that?
It's the way that it's always been done, but is that the right thing to do? And what I mean by that is, it's like you got to go get your quarterback where you have nothing else in the cupboard. Why wouldn't you get the quarterback last?
Because it's the toughest position to find. So if you feel like Mendoza is the guy or can be the guy, you absolutely take him.
I'll go back.
It's the toughest position to
find. Yeah, I'll go back to that ratings system I always use. Like, is you don't like Mendoza. Okay, let's say the Raiders do. Let's say they like both of these quarterbacks, and they have them graded at a 10 at a 7.8. Well, we really need to – we got to do something with this offensive line. Well, they got a left tackle and a right tackle. What do we have them graded at? Well, we got him graded at 7.8. Yeah, you got decisions to make. We got him graded at a 9. You've got real decisions to make. Mm. We've got him graded at a 6.5. You take your quarterback. It's like it's the big board versus the drafting of me. Like, who do you think is the best player in the draft?
Looking at it right now, too, I don't know who the top quarterbacks will be next year, but Lenore Sellers from South Carolina is one that could be thrown out there. And then Arch Manning, yeah, Mendoza's better than both of them right now. It's like you're going to hold out for those guys when you got to hit this guy now?
Well, I do think Arch is going to be better than Mendoza.
Any selection is a risk. Yeah, any selection is a risk.
Right now he's not.
Any selection is a risk. Passing on a quarterback when you need one, like when you literally don't have one, is a massive risk.
Hmm. I'm not going to say it was the right thing. The Niners did it.
What year?
They passed on Deshaun. They passed on they went defensive line for a couple of years. They didn't get their quarterback until they traded for Jimmy Garoppolo. That was Shanahan's second season, and that wasn't in the draft. They shored up everything around that team before going to get the quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a way of doing it. There's a way of doing it. We'll come back. We'll talk more about that. We'll also let's stay with the NFL here for a few minutes, and we need to talk more about the Kings too. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Johnny G says, Spaghetti Factory is awesome. Well, that's a good look. We're going to, it's the baby's 12th birthday, so we're going to eat spaghetti.
There we go.
Going to eat spaghetti. Got she wanted vanilla cupcakes with vanilla frosting. And she said, make sure the frosting isn't hard. And I was like, oh, you don't want it from a grocery store. You want it from a bakery. You know, when you go to the grocery store, sometimes the frosting on a cupcake is a little firm.
Yeah.
So I went to a little bakery by us and got some.
See, I'm with her. I don't want none of those. Like, I'll get the Betty Crocker frosting or icing, bring it home.
Yep.
Get this stuff. We can make the home cupcakes. I don't want none of the store-bought stuff.
Yeah, okay. All right, pal. That's what, I think what she was thinking, too, but. I've got a job, sir. Like, we've got work to do.
I'll wait.
Yeah, well, of course you will.
As you tell them, I'll wait.
Yeah.
But I don't want the store-bought ones. They just be sitting in the house, man. They sit. I'm not really a fan.
Oh, yeah, store-bought ones are trash. I went to a bakery. Like, it is their job to make delicious goods. Store-bought cupcakes ain't it.
Mm.
That ain't it. In that case, yeah, you absolutely buy the mixture, the frosting, you whip up the frosting and you cook.
Whip it real hard.
A couple of questions coming out of week 15. Jason Jones is going to join us. Got some Kings thoughts coming up here as well. One in particular that I've said before. No one likes it, but it's kind of reality here. Trevor Lawrence had a hell of a game the other day. I didn't realize it was a 1-on-1 game.
Oh?
30-plus passing, 300-plus passing yards, 50-plus rushing yards, 5 touchdowns. He's the only person to have done that.
Run that by me one more time. You said
300-plus rushing yards, passing yards, 50-plus rushing yards, 5 touchdowns.
They took it to the Jets? Yeah, the Jets. Almost put up 50 on their head. Trevor Lawrence. Do we feel any different about Trevor Lawrence?
I was going to. Okay. Okay. Let's separate the question.
Okay.
Do we feel any different about the Jaguars?
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
Okay.
We feel a little bit better.
Like they could. They could win some games in the postseason?
They could win at least one game. I'm not going to go crazy and be like, oh, they can make a run. But they can win at least one game right now.
Jesse, what'd you say? You ain't going to go crazy? What would you say?
I don't know.
It was no flag worthy.
Oh, okay. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
He's like, oh, they're going to go crazy. They right now, they would play the Bills.
Oh, never mind. Ask me if I feel different about Trevor Lawrence.
I think they'd beat the Bills in that
you
situation.
You think the Jaguars beat the Bills?
In that situation, in Jacksonville, at home, I think they would. And I'm not that big on the Jags. Mm-hmm. I think in that moment, they'd be ready to get the Bills out of there.
You said ask you about Trevor Lawrence, so I'm asking you about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I feel the same.
The same.
Yeah, okay. I feel like as a whole, like the team is playing better. Like Trevor Lawrence is playing better, but I need to see it more in the playoffs. Like we've seen flashes from time to time. We didn't see what we saw on Sunday, but like he's played well before. I need to see it more complete. Like I think Liam Cohen's a good coach, and like yeah, now he's got that team ready to go. But Trevor Lawrence, I still need to see a little bit more.
They're all kind of settled in now. It's like All right, we got a football team. No one's getting fired. Nothing stupid's happening.
They're here. Not as good as this team. But it's kind of like a Seahawks situation. Like the entire team, I think we all think is great. We're just kind of all right. Is the quarterback finally going to put it together?
59.7 completion percentage, 3,210 yards, 23 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
Those are fine.
It's a fine upper half of the league quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm with Jesse. I don't know my opinion's changed much on Trevor Lawrence. I feel like my opinion has changed more on the Jacksonville Jaguars than Trevor Lawrence.
Do you guys think they win the division? Finish with Broncos, Colts, and I just saw it. I think it's the Titans.
Yeah, Broncos, Colts, Titans.
No, I'll go with your Houston Texans.
That would probably put Jacksonville at 7th, and they would take on the Patriots.
I'm going to say that Jags do win it. I think the Texans lose one more.
You like the Patriots in that? I mean, do you like the Jaguars in that?
Not in that situation.
Okay.
Not going to Foxborough.
I don't think I like Jacksonville in either of the situations you presented.
Mm. I'll take the Bills over them in the playoffs.
Yeah, they are playing good football right now, and they deserve credit for that. We mentioned this yesterday. Myles Garrett, one sack away from matching the single-season record. They might have the defensive rookie of the year on their roster. Mm-hmm. Cleveland is such a shame.
They had a decent offense. They'd be in the playoffs.
And just a decent offense. Like,
Coach seems like he might be a lost cause right now.
He is a lost cause. He'll be fired. He'll be fired in three Mondays.
Yeah, quarterback situation's not great. Jerry Jeudy is no one's number one wide receiver. Don't have a line for Judkins to really run through yet.
Is this season 3-11 any different if Shador starts week one?
No.
3-11. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think one or two games. Nothing drastic, but one or two games.
I mean, he's a young quarterback. He's still learning. But you're right, man. Just a decent offense, and this is an entirely different conversation with
Shador looks better than Gabriel, but it's not like, oh wow, like they're both not great right now.
Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin gonna do that 500 thing again. They are. There's nothing much to add to that. It's what they do. They're just going to do it.
They make the playoffs. He sticks around. If they don't, I think he's out.
And it's a one-team division. Like, Baltimore isn't – like, they're not both getting in. The Ravens got the Patriots coming up. The Packers, they end with the Steelers. The Steelers, they have the Lions, the Browns, and then obviously they end with the Ravens. It's a tough
one-bid conference.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. That's it.
It feels like the Steelers are going to win it. I'm still holding out hope for the Ravens.
Lamar and them just don't have it.
They don't look good. They just don't look good. Nothing is clicking at all.
Derrick Henry looks human finally.
It'll be interesting to see, like, with the likes of, you know, Detroit, maybe not so much, but with Kansas City and Baltimore, what their approach is to this offseason. Now, obviously, Kansas City just entered an entirely different thought process going into next year. But the story was essentially going to be the same. Like, you've got two of the, you know, we were talking about SGA, Jokic, and Giannis in that, you know, that top level of NBA player. You know, when you talk about the top tiers of quarterbacks like Lamar and Patrick Mahomes are in that conversation. They're in that tier. They're in that level.
Yeah.
What, you know, the Chiefs were going to miss the playoffs, whether Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL or not. What were they going to do in the offseason? What are you going to do in the offseason now? That question has to be asked for Baltimore also. What are you going to do now this offseason? You can't let one turn into two, turn into three. You can't let this become a thing. You have I think it's fair to say in both cases, you have generational talent at your quarterback position.
Yeah.
You have to take advantage of this every year that you can.
Yeah, I would think that you got to really attack that defense. You've got – and the thing about that, the reason why I might maybe hesitate a little bit is you have names there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got guys like – Queen, you got guys like Hamilton that are proven in this league. But number one, they were often injured this year. Number two, even when they came back, it just didn't feel the same. So I think you got to attack that defense. And you might have to, like, really get Lamar some playmakers outside the numbers. I know they've tried to do that with Lively, with Andrews, with a smaller receiver like Hollywood Brown. Like, go get him a big target outside the numbers at the wide receiver position to help him out there. But it's tough to say, man, because they've got a lot of names. It feels like they have a lot of talent. I don't know what's so off with this team right now.
You're talking specifically about the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a tough final three games for him, too. We'll see how this closes out with the Patriots, Packers, and Steelers.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.